Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the fair cooperation of the new creature. Chapter 5. Precautions regarding cooperation with others. The very definition of the word cooperation, or the act of effectively doing one's part voluntarily, by itself, already expresses an absence of imposition. Thus, when God calls people into fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ to grow in Him and be instructed by Him even in how they can cooperate with sobriety and moderation, the Lord does not do so to impose heavy obligations or burdens on them, but He does so to offer them the newness of life in Christ and the benefits associated with it, also in terms of the benefits of mutual cooperation. If something is imposed on someone to be done, this action no longer follows the concept of collaboration and free voluntariness. On the other hand, the fact that cooperation is associated with a calling to be carried out according to voluntariness does not always imply that the volunteer can do whatever one wants to do to show oneself to be a cooperator or how one wants to carry out one's cooperation. When a person places oneself as a cooperator with God, another individual, or a project, one needs to assess whether one really wants to cooperate in the ways established by those in charge of the projects. If there is an imposition of works on a person, this context no longer represents a scenario of voluntariness but of obligation. On the other hand, even if there is a context of voluntariness, and unless one is called upon to cooperate by expressing one's opinion or point of view, when a volunteer wants to provide cooperation in one's own way or contrary to what is asked, the volunteer also may be wanting to impose oneself on the party with which one claims to want to cooperate. Given this, we can see that God calls people and gives them a free option to cooperate with Him, but whenever the Lord does, He does it for people to walk according to the heavenly will. The calling to cooperation is not the proposition of an imposition, but neither is it a way in which a volunteer seeks to subordinate God to the supposed cooperators. In the Scriptures, we can see several examples in which those who proposed to be fellow workers with God ended up trying to subject God to them or to appropriate what they were called to only cooperate with and not dominate. Nevertheless, also concerning cooperation between people, the Lord warns Christians to be attentive and cautious, for as seen in the chapter on generosity in the theme The Christian and the Riches, it is crucial for a Christian to know that in the world, there are many individuals who seek to use inappropriately and maliciously the kindness of their fellow men towards them. When a person comes to know the greatness and nobility of being helpful and cooperative with God and one's fellow people, it is normal for this person to be surrounded by joy and a growing willingness to cooperate. However, joy and willingness to cooperate should never serve as instruments to nullify or overshadow caution, moderation, or sobriety regarding the prudent judgment of what one is called to collaborate with and how one should cooperate. Thus, the fact that God's calling to Christians for righteous cooperation is a calling to do so jointly with the Lord and according to His instruction and will is for the protection and benefit firstly of those who are willing to be fellow workers with God. Through His Scriptures, the Lord exposes that in the present world, there are many people who adopt postures by which they put themselves in situations in which Christians should not cooperate with them according to the corrupted intents associated with these situations. Another reason why a Christian is always called to seek discernment in the Lord also regarding the limits and forms of cooperation with other individuals. It is also worth emphasizing here what has already been explained in more detail in the theme Works, Labors, and Services, in which we approach several texts that show that a Christian is called to serve Christ and human beings according to Christ and His instructions, and not simply or directly to serve human beings according to their own wills or yearnings. Colossians 3:23-24. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Therefore, Also concerning the precautions for proper cooperation, a Christian is called to take the main precaution in this matter, which is that one remains in fellowship with one's Lord Jesus Christ to be instructed by him both in acting in cooperation and in refraining from cooperation when it is not proper or when one's collaboration is being improperly required to cooperate with that which is not according to the righteousness of God. And so as not to dwell too long on this point, given that this aspect is addressed in other topics referenced above, we would like to recall once again just one example set forth by the Lord Jesus Christ regarding caution about cooperating with others or what can also be called serving others, as follows. Matthew 20:25-28. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Mark 10:42-44. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all." When speaking to his disciples about joint cooperation or mutual service between them, the Lord Jesus Christ warns them that individuals may arise among them who will aim to exalt themselves and magnify themselves above others, who, because of this, should not be served, but placed to serve others and even treated as if they were servants of all to return to the proper principles of serving others. In other words, a Christian's proper cooperation with those who want to rise to be greater or first among fellow believers of faith in Christ is to reduce them to the service of all so that they may be taught to lay aside their lusts after greatness, haughtiness, exaltation, and dominion over their fellow men. In various parts of the Scriptures, the Lord teaches that people who fear and love him should seek humility towards God and their fellow believers in the Lord, also showing by this that the desire of some to be the first or greatest among the brethren should not receive any support or encouragement. On the contrary, this attitude should be the subject of a practical rebuke, placing those who want to rise above others in a position of service to all others. We have also previously seen the text in which the Lord Jesus Christ exhorts his disciples not to consider and nominate themselves as teachers, fathers, guides, or leaders among themselves, since all are fellow believers or brethren in the Lord and children of the same Heavenly Father. For this reason, no one who wants to exalt oneself over other fellow believers should receive the cooperation of others in these attempts, as they are contrary to the express and direct instruction of Christ Jesus. Similarly, those people who only want to be served and do not want to participate with fair cooperation must also be considered with particular caution, for in one way or another, according to the diversity of gifts, services, and operations that the Lord bestows on his children, all are called to have a share of contribution or cooperation with their fellow men. To those who want to exalt themselves or to magnify themselves before their fellow believers, the Lord calls them to return to humility and mutual service, but for those who refrain from cooperating by omission, the Lord also calls them not to be negligent with the portion of cooperation that is appropriate to each individual belonging to the people who are called by the name of the Lord. Romans 12:16. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Hebrews 13:16. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Proverbs 18:9. He who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. Proverbs 6:6-8. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which, having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer, and gathers her food in the harvest. Since God grants the Lord Jesus Christ to the heart of every person who believes in Him, every Christian is also called to feed directly on Christ, not expecting to receive spiritual food only through the cooperation of one's fellow believers towards him or her. Furthermore, for a Christian not to be complacent with fellow believers who are not willing to seek the Lord personally or directly, one is instructed to be cautious in one's cooperation with one's brethren, for whoever feeds on Christ lives by the Lord, but whoever does not, cannot be strengthened only by the people of one's surroundings. John 6, 57-58. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna, and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. As we saw in the previous chapter, the body of Christ belongs to the head of this body and from whom comes all provision of nutrition and growth for each of the members belonging to this same body. For this reason, no fellow believer can replace or mediate the relationship of another Christian with the eternal Lord, for all propositions in this sense cannot fulfill what they offer and are, therefore, corrupted or false cooperations. Thus, when the Lord Jesus Christ promised to quench the thirst and hunger of people's souls for the truth and for the life that comes from the heavenly kingdom, he did not tell them to seek the provision first in other fellow believers, but in himself as the provision granted by the heavenly Father to everyone who needs it. John 6:35, 48, and 50. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. I am the bread of life. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. John 7, 37-39. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. A Christian is indeed called to mutual cooperation, but not to any cooperation or cooperation with evil. The Christian, therefore, is called to dispose oneself to the Lord fervently and serve whom the Lord instructs him or her to cooperate with, but not without being supported by the sobriety that is equally available to him or her in the Lord. 1 Peter 4, 1-3, and verse 7. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. But the end of all things is at hand, therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. James 1, 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Colossians 3, 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.